Hare Krishna. So till now there is so much of talk that is happening about action. Now it's the time to enter a new section to see who is the performer of the action, or basically who is the doer. So this we'll try to understand from shloka number 13 to 16, a new section. So let's start with the first shloka of this section, shloka number 13. सर्वकर्माणि मनसा सन्यस्यास्ते सुखं वशी नवद्वारे पुरे देहि नैव कुर्वन् न कारयन्. सो हियर इट इज सेड दैट सर्वकर्माणि मनसा सन्यस्यास्ते सुखं वशी वशी व्हेन द एम्बॉडीड लिविंग बीइंग कंट्रोल्स हिज नेचर एंड सर्वकर्माणि मनसा सन्यस्यास्ते and mentally renounces all actions, sarva karmani. And then it is given, nava dvare pure dehi naiva kurvan na karayan. So such a person resides where nava dvare pure dehi. He resides in the body made up of 9 gates. And what is he doing there? He is sukham. You know, he is happy. Sukham. Naiva kurvan na karayan. Naiva kurvan, he is neither working, na karayan, nor causing work to be done. So in this way, we understand that this particular verse speaks about the first doer, that is Jivatma, all of us. We all reside in the body of 9 gates. What are these 9 gates? Now first we'll try to understand that and then try to proceed. So this body that we are in, firstly, we understand that we are not the body of a spirit soul. We are in the body. So this body, which is like a rented house for us, has got 9 gates. What are those? 2 eyes, 2 nostrils, 2 ears, 1 mouth. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 of them are in the upper body. And other 2 are in the lower body. That is genitals and rectum. So these are the 9 gates. Those are there in the body. And it is said that the soul at the time of death leaves through one of the 9 gates. So these gates, depends which gate is open, so through that the soul will leave. Now here it is said the activities of the body or the figurative city of body are conducted automatically by its particular modes of nature. So here there might be a question that comes when it is said naiva kurvan na karayan. Neither the person is working nor is causing any work to be done. So who is actually doing it? 3 modes of material nature. Very nicely Krishna is explaining this in third chapter we saw. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashah ahankara vimudatma kartaham iti manyate. So who is actually doing everything? Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashah. Actually 3 modes of material nature are actually doing everything. But then, the living entity who is there in the body, the dehi, he thinks, karta ham iti manyate. He thinks that I am the one who is doing it. But the fact is that the 3 modes of material nature, mode of goodness, passion, ignorance, they are actually conducting all the activities. The soul, although subjecting himself to the conditions of the body, can be beyond those conditions if he so desires. Now this entire body is actually conditioned in various ways. And depending on the desire of the living entity, various things will happen. So if he desires that I want to be out of this conditioning, things will actually start working. But the fact is, most of them don't desire this. Only people who are practicing devotional service, since they get the knowledge from Bhagavad Gita, from Srimad Bhagavatam, when they hear from realized souls. So what happens? They get this desire. Oh, I am conditioned in this body, which is controlled by the 3 modes of material nature. I want to be free. I want to get rid of this conditioning. As soon as this desire comes, the things will slowly start manifesting and he will be out of this conditioning. So that's what is told here. Woving only to forgetfulness of his superior nature, he identifies with the material body and therefore suffers. If he is spirit soul, if he is superior in nature, So spirit is always superior to the matter. So a spirit soul is there, and this body is matter, the things around are material. So a spirit soul is always superior. But then now the question is, how come that this superior entity has got entrapped in this lower inferior material entity? That is, spirit soul getting trapped inside the body. How is it possible? How this has happened, basically? This has happened because the spirit soul, that is all of us, we have forgotten our real identity. We have forgotten that we are superior. We are superior in nature. And unfortunately, because of this forgetfulness, we start identifying with this body. And many, many people in this world are convinced that I am this body. As soon as this body finishes, I am finished. But least they understand that if the body finishes and they are finished, then how come there is something called as reincarnation? How come that there are so many things of this world not decided? Like some people are born poor, some are rich, some are very beautiful, some are ugly. How come all these things are decided? So those are decided based on the past activities, past life activities. So it basically proves that there is a past life. And if there is a past life, there is a future life also. So if there is past and future, so it basically means that when this body gets destroyed, there is something within that is going to another body. Very simple. But then this understanding is missing because of the ignorance. The person is not at all in proper knowledge. And just in the mode of enjoyment, the person is just fully illusioned. And so he thinks that he is this body. Once the body is destroyed, everything is destroyed. Therefore, when one takes to Krishna consciousness, one at once becomes completely aloof from bodily activities. In such a conditional, controlled life in which his deliberations are changed, he lives happily within the city of nine gates. So basically, when we are into Krishna consciousness, the first thing that is told to the person, or in fact, the first thing that we saw in Bhagavad Gita also, second chapter, was we are not the body, we are spirit soul. This is the realization, the first realization that the person gets, that I am not this body, I am spirit soul. And I am part and parcel of Krishna. So this realization, when it comes, then life becomes more easy, more simple, because he knows what he is. He knows his real identity. Can we imagine living entire life without knowing one's own identity? Like in mental asylum, there are many, many mad people. And they keep thinking, oh, I am prime minister of this country, I am president of this country, I am this celebrity, I am that celebrity. And they're living their entire life. Is it a normal life? It is a very abnormal life. And how can someone be happy like that? The president of the country is put on the bed forcefully and shock is given to him. Is that a normal life? He's thinking something and something else is happening to him. It cannot be a normal life. He cannot be happy. Same thing happens. Person throughout the life, he thinks he is body, his body, his body. How can he live a very happy life when he does not know his real identity? But as soon as someone comes to Krishna consciousness, he knows who is he. He is spirit soul. And as soon as he knows that, and when he starts working in accordance to his identity, he will become very, very happy. Because he is there in his original constitutional position. Now he is not faking himself. Now he is not artificially believing in some other identity. The living entity in his conditioned stage identifies himself with the body. But when he identifies himself with the Lord within himself, he becomes just as free as Lord even while in the body. So when someone is practicing Krishna consciousness, he starts serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because he understands that he is part and parcel of Krishna. And when this happens, that person can be considered to be liberated because he is doing liberated activities. And when a person gets liberated, goes to Vaikuntha or Goloka Vrindavan, what will he do? He'll go and serve the Lord there. Yes. If the same activity is doing here, even when he is there in the body, that person will be considered as liberated. So in this way, we understand very clearly, you know, from this particular shloka, the role of a jivatma. So a jivatma who is there, actually he is not responsible, you know, for any actions. Nor is he doing actions or making others to do the actions. Why? Because the three modes of material nature are actually doing it. But then he is not very innocent. He is the one who actually desires. And because of his desires, various things are manifesting. So now, let's try to understand that what results does he achieve by having this particular consciousness. And also, let's try to see the second doer. First doer we understand, that is Jivatma. Let's try to understand the second doer in the actions in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.